It's again that we greet you in the name of the Lord, having the opportunity to speak to you today by the means of radio. And we'd love to turn to the book of Jeremiah, reading from the fourth chapter, and speak to you just a little bit here concerning the things of God. Reading at the 22nd verse of the fourth chapter of Jeremiah, we notice it says, "For my people is foolish. They have not known me. They are Scottish children, and they have none understanding. They are wise to do evil, but to do good they have no knowledge." Now then, notice here in the fifth chapter of the book of Jeremiah, reading at the seventh verse, it says, "How shall I pardon thee for this? Thy children have forsaken me, and sworn by them that are no gods. When I had fed them to the full, they then committed adultery, and assembled themselves by troops into the harlot's house. They were as fed horses in the morning, every one neighed after his neighbor's wine. Shall I not visit for these things, saith the Lord? And shall not my soul be avenged on such a nation as this? Go ye up upon her walls and destroy, but make not a full end. Take away her battlements, for they are not the Lord's." Now then, I'd like for you to notice here in the 13th verse, "And the prophets shall become wind, and the word is not in them. Thus shall it be done unto them." Then the 21st verse, "Hear now this, O foolish people, and without understanding, which have eyes and see not, which have ears and hear not. Fear ye not me, saith the Lord, will ye not tremble at my presence? Which have placed the sand for the bound of the sea by a perpetual decree, that it cannot pass it, and through the waves thereof toss themselves, yet can they not prevail. Though they roar, yet can they not pass over it. But this people hath a revolting and a rebellious heart. They are revolted and gone. Neither say they in their heart, Let us now fear the Lord our God, that giveth rain both the former and the latter in his season. He reserveth unto us the appointed week of the harvest. Your iniquities have turned away these things, and your sins have withholden good things from you." Now, I want you to especially notice here that in the 8th verse of the 5th chapter, or rather the 7th verse it is, he says here in the latter part of this verse, "When I have fed them to the full, they then commit adultery, and assemble themselves by troops into the harlot's house." Certainly, if there's ever been a condition that would fit the scripture in any age, it's in the day in which we live. Speaking of the harlot's house, never before has people in their religious ways of life turned to the harlot that God spoke of in the book of Revelation. Truly, God has been good to America. And he's blessed the world around us. And he's given them the good things of life. But when God has fed them to the full, then they turn and buy troops. They assemble themselves into the great whore's house, into the harlot's house, and they are wise to do evil, but they are not wise to do good. We're living in a day when the closing of the curtains of time are coming too. And in this hour, God is making a full end. We are at the end of the world. The Bible said, "Ye are the people upon whom the ends of the world have come." And certainly we are at the end in this hour. I want you to remember one thing while we're speaking today. That when God has fed you to the full, then you turn away from the true teachings of Jesus Christ. And turn away from the true word of God. And assemble yourselves by troops into the house of the harlot. We know that God has appointed a time when he'll judge the world. We know that God promised that one day he'd come back into this world and that he would judge the world for the iniquity that man is turned to. And in this hour in which we live, we see an end of all things. We see that the government is at an end. That the politicians of our day have become very wicked, very evil, and we can't depend upon them anymore. We can't trust them anymore. Motherhood is at an end. We see that I just recently read where a mother pushed her little baby out of an 8-story window. In other words, we're at the end of time. Everything is at an end. And people don't have any sense of reasoning anymore. They've lost their spiritual balance in the age in which we live. And it seems that they can't get a hold of themselves anymore because they turned away from God. The Bible said because they have not a love for the truth that God would turn them over to a reprobate mind. Let them believe a lie and be damned. And certainly God in this hour has withdrawn His Spirit and taken His Word away and blinded the people because of their love for evil and because they loved evil and darkness rather than light. God has suffered them to go away into darkness. Notice that our government is in a terrible condition in this day, that our money has become worthless. Our dollars that we use as a medium of exchange, it has no more value to it. The government is completely bankrupt. How the statistical facts of today show that there's no gold coverage anymore for the money that inflation has taken over. And the foreign nations, as God spoke to me while we were preaching in California, there when we were seeking God, God spoke to me and told me that the foreign nations would cash in their currency and showed me how worthless that it was. Not knowing anything, I accept as God shows it. I began to check after God revealed it, and it was just as God said. Statistics show that the money is worthless. Whereas it was covered one time with gold and silver, and we were a capitalist nation, to where each individual could be a stockholder and have a part in the government. Now, we see that all of that's done away with, and we see the plan of Satan as he brings us under the policy of communism, as he takes a hold of us. And just as God spoke to me, I noticed that the foreign nations, for the first time in the history of the world, they cashed in their currency. France cashed in half of her currency and said that later she would cash in the rest of it. And the whole nation in here is restless because of what has taken place. And all the nations around us are beginning to rise up against America. They see that she's gone, that she's played the whore on God. She's played the harlot. God said one place, He said, if you'll obey Me, I'll make you head and not the tail. But God is not making us the head in this hour. We've been the head in the past because we worship God. But God is making us the tail in this hour. And we find that God promised to bless us if we'd walk after Him. And He said, ye shall lend to many nations, but ye shall not borrow. But now we've come to a place to where our money is worthless. And the nations around us don't care for our money anymore. Why? Because when God fed you to the full, you had not a love for the truth. And the very thing that we fled from the old country to escape when our fathers came over on the Mayflower and landed at Plymouth Rock, the very thing that we turned away from, now you're turning back to that very thing. And now you're being overcome in the latter end. And the Bible said, it's worse with you than at the beginning, because you had known the truth and then would not go the way that God had commanded you to go. In this hour we can tell that the end of the world is here. The end of all things is here. That we've been put under the powers of communism, and we can see that through the system of money, the mark of the beast is beginning to slip in, where he'll make the rich and the poor alike. I take the mark because he'll have control of the money, and there's no more capitalism in America, but we've slipped under the powers of that evil satanic force that God predicted one day would rule the world. You notice that in the past, God has suffered the Jew to gather all of the gold and silver as far as having control of it through the American currency. And you notice that He's done Rome the same way. And the Bible predicts in the end that Rome will go to the Jews. And there they'll make a covenant and a league together that the Roman powers might get control of the money that the Jews has taken from America, that they might be able to come in the hour of the crisis and pay off the national debt, that they might take over this country. In the hour in which we live, we see this thing materialize. disappearing. We're seeing it coming to pass. And the American currency that's worthless, we see that the powers of Satan can come in with their church over state system and take control and force all of the people in the world to take the mark of the beast. It's very easy to do it. If our money is worthless, then we can't buy nor we can't sell, for our money is no better than our government. And we have to depend on what he says. We'll be under his control, or either we would starve. In other words, we're at a place to where we cannot help ourselves anymore. We're fully dependent upon this evil power unless we're in the hands of God and ready at the time of the rapture to escape this day of tribulation that God predicted would befall those that had rejected the word of the Lord. We're in an hour like man that's never seen before. I've often heard it said in the past that someday that men would just turn and go to the dogs. And if just spiritually speaking, we understand that men have. But naturally speaking, I'll tell you, if I've ever seen a time when people have actually gone to the dogs, they've gone to the dogs now. You find dogs in homes. You find dogs in cars. Everywhere you go, you find people that loves dogs and animals instead of children. They're having operations, women are, that they can't bear children, and then they mother a dog. Why? Because it shows the beast nature that's within them. The Bible speaks of the brute beast. They're beginning to feel their kindred. That's what it is. They're beginning to turn away from the reasoning of God and turn to this brute beast reasoning. Why? Because God predicted someday that thing that started in the garden there when Cain came from the beast, that someday it would mature and God would put it under an evil power that would head it up and bring it to an end. And surely today we see it happening. Look around you. You find that the people of our day, I just show you that there actually are brute beasts, that the football teams, always named after animals, the Cubs or the Lions. We find that the societies of today and things like Moose Club and the Lions Club and the Elks Club and all of these things, we find the trend of the mind of humanity. And we can tell that these things are taking hold of humanity. And it's that inner nature that's been there all down through the years, and it's beginning to express itself. What is it? We're in the end of the world. We're in the end of the world, and the powers of evil, the powers of darkness are beginning to move in and take control of humanity. The days of tribulation, they're beginning to press us, and there's nothing that we can do in the ways of escaping except we lean upon the strong arm of God. The Bible said, cursed is the man that leaneth upon the arm of flesh. Cursed is the man that goeth down to Egypt for his help. So we see that we've got to depend upon God. We've got to look to God, because there's no other way out. Truly, this is the end. We have at last come to the end. The Antichrist has taken control of this world. He's got control, and he'll move in. Any time now, he'll move in. Already, we've noticed that he's come out to America and spoke to the United Nations and getting ready to set up his kingdom. But what about you? When God has fed you to the full, instead of looking for the truth, you assemble yourselves by troops into the harlot's house that he tried to deliver you from. Committing adultery against God. Going hoarding after every name but the name of the Son of God. And then witnessing that you are the bride of the Lord Jesus Christ. May the Lord speak to your heart here and show you that it's time for you to turn away if you're ever planning to get right with God.